time now for Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. And here is Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everybody. It's awfully cloudy out there this morning, but don't worry. I have a bright, shiny guest coming on this morning that will just brighten up your whole day. It'll feel like sunshine. My friend Janet Henson-Rosiak is joining us this morning, and Janet is a very gifted healer. She's a spiritual medium, an angelic channel, an inspirational teacher and mentor. She's a certified Theta Healing instructor, a Reiki master teacher, Maestric Energetics and Angel Therapy practitioner. So she comes to us with a wide range of modalities that she is so gifted with. Her clients and students come from all walks of life, spanning the globe from New Jersey all the way to Japan, all with one intention, to find their way to a balanced, abundant, and joyful life. So, without further ado, let me say hello to Janet. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm good this morning. I am so good. And I'm also so much better knowing that you're here spreading your sunshine.
Thank you. I am really, really excited to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny because I was thinking about some of your background, which, again, is similar to me in that, you know, sometimes people will say to me, are you always happy? Is everything so wonderful? And I think they think we just like pop onto the earth and we're just skipping through life, you know, that nothing ever mm-hmm. comes up. But that's not true, is it, Janet?
No. In a word, no. And if you ask my husband, he would confirm that.
Yeah.
We definitely are still wearing these human suits, and it is an ongoing process.
It sure is. So you got started with a health diagnosis, you know, which is the same way I got started. But tell everybody a little bit about what happened and how you are where you are today.
Mm-hmm. Well, back in the mid-'80s, the early mid-'80s, I actually had always been interested in this world, you know, the metaphysical and all of those spiritual, magical kinds of things. And I had started to read about Louise Hay. She has an amazing book called Heal Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
And I had taken the Silva Method. And not long after that, I had had pain in my feet, that got worse and worse and worse. And I was finally sent to a specialist because I was really having a lot of trouble. And the specialist told me, without a whole lot of bedside manner, that to get myself ready for in 2 to 3 years, I would need some kind of assistive device. And within 5 to 10 years max, I would be in a wheelchair. So, I mean, I was in my early 20s, and so needless to say, I was devastated. He was very matter-of-fact about it, you know, told me I could do some things for pain control in the short term. And so I cried the whole way home until I got almost home. And everything that I had learned in the Silva Method, and especially Louise Hay, was just flying up in my heart. And it wasn't saying that it's not true. It was saying, even if it's true, you can change it. It gives me a chill to tell you that right now.
Yeah, I get a chill, too.
I just got a big chill. I mean, and this was decades ago. And I was about to go to my sister's in Florida. You know, at that age, I had no money, so that was my vacation. Go uh-huh. stay at her house and sit by her pool. And I took Louise Hay's book, and I did a lot of things. I meditated. I did those affirmations. And by the end of the week, my pain was gone.
Wow.
Absolutely, completely gone. Yes. And so that right there, that miracle was the first of many that I've experienced and that I've seen with my clients and students. And it definitely was the beginning for me of knowing that this was not just my interest and my hobby. This was what I was meant to do.
Yes,
on this
was
planet, that I was meant to, pass it on, teach others, help others. That this was my true path.
Absolutely. And isn't it funny how things come up in our lives like that with that pain for you? But that was mm-hmm. something that you couldn't ignore.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, I always say, you know, God, the angels, they're sending you, or your body is sending you a message.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't listen, it loves
comes
you.
Back.
So it's very perceptive and persistent, and it will come back, yeah, bigger
comes
and
back
bigger,
and
louder and louder. It's kind of a joke around our house. If something's coming up, you know, you better do it because you can run, but you can't hide, and you don't want to end up in a body cast.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, that's the truth. But that is, it is so true, you know, because little things come up and we try to push them aside, but they keep coming back because they are something that we are meant to deal with and work through, and they're bringing something new to us that we can't ignore.
Absolutely. I mean, I have had a lot of different physical things early in my life, like I'm talking about in my 20s when I first started with this work, a lot of things, digestive, headaches, depression, anxiety, all kinds of things, and along with the foot. And throughout the years and the work, I have none of those anymore. And I really believe, and there are a lot of other things that I've gone through, every single one, I would not change a single one, because I find that each day, you know, there's a possibility that someone that I'm working with, I will be able to teach them or help them in some way because of exactly what
right.
I
You've
went through
personal,
what I learned from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the same personal experience.
Mm-hmm, exactly the same.
You know, and you also went through losing your mother at a very young age, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Very young. I had just turned 11, and that was huge. And by the time I guess it was 22 or 23, I actually was the matriarch of my family. Within 1 year, my dad, my grandmother, and my great aunt all died. And
oh my goodness,
they were
Janet.
The only other family besides myself and my two younger sisters. So all of that, the same thing, I still am positive that we all, you know, we're together in that in spirit, and I know that they're with me, and it's made a huge difference in the whole fact of the mediumship work that I do, and what I had a lot of struggle with that. That just opened up, like many things, as I had been learning new techniques and modalities, you know, all kinds of different body and energy working, healing techniques, then things started to open up. So everyone has intuitive psychic abilities. It's just how open are they or not. And there's something to the, some are more gifted than others. I think of it as like playing the piano, but everyone can learn to play the piano. And that opened up just like the angels started appearing. And I was very, very resistant to it at the same time as I saw it as such a huge gift and how amazingly wonderful. And what I came to find working on myself and exploring all of that was that it was so important to me. It felt like I remember sitting, talking with my husband, who's taken some of the classes from me and is just a natural healer himself, although that's not what he does as his life's work. But whispering in a waiting room, waiting on his mom and the doctor's appointment, and whispering that it was holy work. And breaking through, yes, very much about, and I'm sure you can relate to this, that whole, those doubts that can come up, you know, who am I to do this? Am I worthy? Am I good enough? And I knew how important it was to get it right. And that getting it right and that ego stuff, even if it's for a good intention, just gets in your way. So it was about, like everything really, surrendering. I think that's the theme of my life, is surrendering and trusting and having faith and doing your best, opening your heart, opening your spirit, and then trusting and letting yourself be divinely guided.
Yeah. I always remind myself that I think some of that doubt, a little of that doubt, keeps us humble. And so,
yes.
You know, so I do accept some of that, and I don't always try to put away, because, you know, we're doing some things, working with people and working with spirit, that our clients and people we know are fascinated with and they think is so special because they don't always realize that they have that ability too. But I think it's also there. I think our doubts are also there to keep us humble.
I agree. One thing I'd add, I guess, to it, and you had mentioned, you know, us talking a little about theta healing, and this is a perfect connection with that. Part of theta healing is, a system, a modality. It encompasses a lot of different areas, and it was created by Diana Stiebel, who actually herself had cancer, and through her conversations with God, she'd already been doing psychic readings, learned that she could heal herself in a similar manner. And this is a class that I took, the first class, because a client called me about it, and I had to decide in a minute because I was getting on a plane, took the class. Within a year, I became an instructor because it was so powerful.
Yeah, that was something calling to you.
Yes, absolutely. And I've learned to listen, listen quickly. Uh-huh. And so a big, big part, theta healing encompasses working with the beliefs and the patterns that we have, conscious and unconscious. You can believe one thing and still be holding the opposite pattern as well in your vibrational being. They can come from our genetic lines, our families. They can come from things you learned as a child or just heard as a child. They can come from all kinds of places. And finding them, bringing them up to the light, so to speak, and it's all about witnessing. It's about connecting with the divine or creator of all that is, that it's called in theta healing, and then witnessing, co-creating the healing or the manifesting of what you want to change in your life. And one of the really big things that I have to make sure every single student gets is that I am the healer versus creator is the healer. And when you get that in the highest way, that you are not the healer. And this is one of those ones, there's not a single student I don't think that I've ever had who believes that they are the healer.
Right, they're the instrument.
But yet that unconscious, yes, but that unconscious pattern is usually in there. And when that becomes clear for me, then that doubt doesn't serve a purpose anymore, because just what you're saying, the humility, keeping humble for me is not really fully 100% embracing that vibration of God is the healer.
Oh, I understand.
I am
what you're
just
saying,
what you said, the
Janet.
Instrument. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, it still comes up, and I think what you're talking about with the humility, mm-hmm. can still be true, because, you know, even with that, somebody could maybe get, what do they call it, too big for the britches in a moment.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, but that's so important to be in that space. I mean, we talk about being healers, but that's because, like many things in this world that I live in and you live in, mm-hmm. English words, well, earthly words, don't really do the trick. So we say healer, but we know that we are talking about being an instrument, a facilitator, a support.
Yeah. Oh, well, listen, we're going to take a quick break, Janet, and then we'll be back, everybody, with more magic from Janet.
Number one for local news and information in the York Adams Hanover region. This is Real Country 1280 WHVR Hanover.
It's time now for more Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Okay, we're back, and my guest this morning is Janet Henson-Rosiak, and Janet is a gifted healer, spiritual medium, angelic channel, and inspirational teacher and mentor. And I'm going to be taking Janet's class later this spring, and I am so looking forward to that. And Janet, we were talking about people and excuse me, your theta healing and the beliefs and the patterns and how they can be conflicting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so true, because, you know, our intellect tells us one thing about a situation and we think we have that all figured out. But deep inside is something we might have learned as a child that is a conflicting belief. So it's like inside us, we have this little battle.
Absolutely. And to me, that's one of the most amazing and powerful and beautiful things about the work is because if you know something is there, like say you know you're not assertive, well, you work on that and you can change that. If you think that you do believe that you deserve good things, that you deserve love, and something, but something inside of you says, I don't deserve that, then you're completely unaware of it. And you're wondering and struggling with, why am I not finding love? Why am I not, whatever it is that you want in your life, having that? And this is a way, this is a tool to change that, to dig out those beliefs, and it's fast. That was another thing. I've studied so many different things, and I love them all, and they work for people. This is a very, very quick way to get to the bottom of things, relatively speaking. I had one client who said one session was like 10 years of counseling that she had had. And, I mean, I'm a big proponent of counseling. I think it's, mm-hmm. it's a wonderful thing as well. But sometimes this just bypasses a lot of things that other modalities might not.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like a jump start. And just
exactly.
It's like leaps and bounds sometimes where mm-hmm. you can maybe do the same process, you know, and go through it more methodically. But sometimes it's nice to have that kickstart.
Exactly. And sometimes I think a person needs a slower process. But if you are ready to leave that stuff behind today, well, then let's go for it.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is, I think, like you and I have talked, sort of the power of the moment. It's the words, mm-hmm. thoughts, actions, and emotions that really have an impact.
Absolutely. I mean, that the power of the moment is everything. You have the power in each moment to make changes in what your future holds, in what your body is dealing with. Quantum physics now, I mean, it's great because what used to be completely woo-woo in this world is now more and more being supported by science. And so science tells us that everything is energy. We are made of energy. Words are made of energy. Thoughts, emotions, they are vibrational patterns. And a lot of these, in different ways, can be measured. And so in each moment, actually, when we speak about the moment, it's already passed.
Right.
So what's really great, though, is to know that that means it's moving ahead as we are living it. So in each moment, we can make changes. And one really simple way that I wanted to share is the words that you speak. If you are saying something, and this also goes for thoughts that you think, mm-hmm. but we'll just talk about, you know, okay. words that you say. What you're saying in the present tense, in the current moment, gives your being a template for what you believe to be true. And so it works very hard to keep recreating that. Because you're alive, you're breathing, you're doing pretty well as far as that goes. And things that you say that you don't even realize you are saying that are not what you want tomorrow or the next week or the next year or even in the next moment to be true are recreating something. The glory of it all is, the joyful part is that you can become conscious of it. You can catch it. I call it the three C's. You can catch it, cancel it, and change it.
Oh, I like
and
that.
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever the three C's, to me, it's about becoming conscious. So if you do this kind of exercise, this little activity that I'm going to tell you, it's great if you have a partner. You could have a buddy who, you know, if you say it and don't notice it, they can beep you, kind of,
yes.
you know, a little.
Well, that is so helpful because we all, those are habitual things that we do. Like we might say, oh, I'm mm-hmm. so tired. Well, what are you creating there? I'm so tired.
Yes, exactly. Especially if you're saying it in an even greater way, like I'm always so tired.
Oh, mm-hmm.
oh my goodness. You know, so here, let's use that as an example.
Okay.
Here's what I want everybody to do, but Jackie, definitely you too.
I'm doing it too.
You'll be amazed. Yeah. And the body itself is a beautiful radar system. It's always communicating with us, and especially if you give it your attention. Many times people do not give it their attention. We're a society that's many people. Listen to me. Okay, so I just caught canceled, and I'm changing that. So cancel that. Many people in the past in our society have been very stuck in their heads and cut off from emotions and physical information that's coming to us. And so becoming more conscious of it is the first step. So now, see, and feeling your body gives you the answer to whether it's something that you really want or not. So just take a moment and say that, well, is there something, let's see, I'm always tired. What's something that might be true for you, Jackie? Not, you know, necessarily anything huge, but something that, you know, you don't want necessarily to continue.
All right. I can't sleep well.
Okay.
That might be a huge one.
Perfect.
That might be a huge one.
Perfect. All right, perfect. I can't sleep well. So close your eyes, and everybody out there, pick something for you. Pick something easy. You know, it's the first time you're trying this, so pick something easy, but I can't sleep well. So say that, say it even out loud, and feel where you notice something going on in your body, anything at all.
Okay, I can't sleep well. Right, I'm feeling things in my back and my hip.
Okay, and how would you describe it?
Painful.
Okay, painful. That's simple. All right, so now you're going to say cancel, cancel, and I'll tell you why in a minute.
Okay, cancel, cancel.
Mm-hmm. And now say, in the past, I haven't been able to sleep well.
In the past?
I'm open to that changing.
All right, in the past, I haven't been able to sleep well, but I'm open to that changing.
Mm-hmm. And where do you feel that in your body?
In my chest.
And what does it feel like? Just describe it. This is, you know, without any judgment, mm-hmm. just literally, what do you feel? What do you notice?
Felt like a little opening.
Okay. So, right there, I'll let me ask you first. How does it seem different to you now? What's different? What's going on in your being that's different about that I can't sleep well, and then changing it, canceling it and changing it to in the past or up until now, I haven't been able to sleep well, but I'm open to it changing, or I'm hopeful it can change, or what's the difference for you? What do you think you just told your body in a different way?
Well, I think I just told my body that it can sleep.
Mm-hmm. I love that you use the word opening, mm-hmm. because it's about something that just was and is and always will be becoming something that has a possibility to change.
Ah.
And all that, I talk about just cracking the window, that is all you need to do. You need to be open to the possibility for change. And that is exactly what happens when you put it in the past and leave and. And with something, even something as simple as, that was then, this is now. Things are different. Because they are different in every moment. We know that everything is different in some way or another. But that's a very simple, if you can't come up with something else that feels true to you, saying, that was then, this is now, and things are different. And, you know, any version of that that allows for possibility. And the reason I'm giving some different options is because you do have to be able to feel it as possibly and true. Because if you said, all right, let me have you do this.
Okay.
Instead, say, I sleep perfectly every night.
I sleep perfectly every night.
How does that feel?
Like a wall.
Yeah, like a wall. Or sometimes I'll literally hear my body kind of snorting like, right, that's not true. That's a big lie.
Uh-huh.
Well, that won't work. That doesn't change anything. So if maybe you were saying, I'm starting to sleep better, and it were true, and you could believe that, then that would be awesome. But you can always go back to just putting it in the past, up until now, blah, 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 has been true. But I am open to change. I am hopeful it can change. That was then. This is now. Things are different. Anything like that. Because what that does is gives you now a blank paper to create and write on it what the future can hold. It is amazing. It's
okay.
So powerful.
I like that. Now, and present tense, saying things in present tense, you mentioned that. So that's important, right?
Yes. What you're saying in the present tense is what gives fuel, let's put it that way. I mean, everything is complex, and there are different variables. So, but it certainly gives a lot of fuel to what is being created for you in your life to come. So if you're changing things, I'm glad you said that, Jackie, because if you're changing things, so say you say, you're saying, I am fat, mm-hmm. and you don't want that to be true.
Right.
And I'm talking about even if you are very overweight, right, and you say, I'm fat. You do not want to say, cancel, I'm not fat. The subconscious doesn't understand
the negatives. I'm so glad mm-hmm. you're saying that. I tell people mm-hmm. that all the time because mm-hmm. animals as well do not understand negatives.
Right. And it's funny because in my other life that I did for a long, long time, I was a speech-language pathologist and then a director of rehab services. And but as a speech pathologist, I understand critical elements of language. So that always made perfect sense to me because if you can hear just certain words, even certain sounds, you can understand what someone is saying. Anything else just falls out. So yes. So instead, you would say something like, instead of I am fat, you'd say something like, you know, up until now, I've been overweight. And if you want, if you have to, you could even say, and I felt fat. Something like that. But, and then in the present tense, what is it that you are doing or what is it that you would like? So I am researching ways to become healthier. That's going to make you have a body that feels better, looks better, all of that. So, but it has to be in the present tense and it has to be the active thing that you want to do or create. Yeah, absolutely. The knots will just fall out, and then you're back to fat, you know, or...
Yeah, isn't that funny? And it's
whatever.
So interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had Sharon Klingler on here a few months ago with her book, Power Words. And we were talking about the same things, and it's like the energy that you put out there. But I've always told that with people. Animals don't understand not and don't. And like, what do we do all the time? And we do it with children, too. Think about...
Yes, I was just going to say that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell
don't
them what
do
you
this.
Want them
don't
to
do, that.
Not what you want. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right. We're always telling them what we don't want and instead of telling them what we do want.
And wondering why it doesn't work.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So that's funny. So you learned a lot of that in speech. And it's funny because when I first went to college, Janet, I was going to take speech pathology. I started.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I had a smile when you said it. I thought, oh, my gosh.
We're definitely sisters from another time.
So I didn't finish in that. But still, that's where I started. And that is so interesting.
It is.
So isn't that also curious how you can bring so much of that you learned from that into what you're doing now
mm-hmm.
with the theta
Absolutely
healing?
Absolutely true. I really know that as well was part of my life that needed to be. I mean, I loved doing it when I did it. I worked with children, and I taught other therapists. And really, you know, helped make a difference in lives. Then the last few years, I did not love my job. I was in the whole management end of it, the administrative end of it. But I kept asking, I was doing this work part-time, and I kept asking, is it time to change? And it was a big no. And I know why now. It's quite clear. Because I have a whole bunch of, quite a number of doctors, nurses, therapists of all kinds, who either come to me or as clients or refer to me, and from their mouths, the answer is, well, if I wouldn't have known you then, but I did, so there must be something to what you're saying.
Right,
that
gave
connection,
you, yeah,
yes,
that credibility and that
into the medical
familiarity
world. Mm-hmm.
With the
mm-hmm.
medical side. How interesting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, oh. Yeah.
So now, Janet,
oh, I...
Go ahead, real quick.
I was just going to say the reason that the cancel is really important. It's like if you're baking a cake, if you put salt in instead of sugar, that's not good. But you also need to take the salt out. And the cancel just sort of explodes that vibrational pattern, and then you put in the sugar, which is the saying, the statement of what it is that you really do want to believe and have in your life.
So you catch yourself and you just say, cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And here's a quickie, change should to could, and watch the miracles happen.
All right. So instead of
anything you think you should, don't should on yourself.
Don't should on yourself. I like that. Should becomes could. Okay. I like that too. Boy, lots
it's amazing.
Of good pointers for us this morning. Now, Janet, we're running out of time, so quickly tell everybody how to find your website, because it is so magical.
All right. Well, I have two websites. So one is www.awakeningthemagic.com. And the other one, which is an older one, but still has a lot of information for people, especially about the different modalities, things like beta healing, is www.healingfromwithin.org.
Okay. All right. I'm going to encourage people to definitely take a peek at those, because I just love the feel of them, and everything is so positive and so helpful, and it's just been a delight having you on this morning, Janet.
Thank you. It's been really great being on, talking with you.
Okay, well, you know, I'll be seeing you very soon, because we're getting together
this weekend.
Yes,
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that, too, spending some time with you and your husband. So I will thank you again, and wish you all the well for today.
Thank you, too.
Here's something everyone needs to think about.
All right, we're back, and I hope you all enjoyed Janet this morning. She is just a breath of sunshine. I just love being with her. And next week, we're going to head back to the world of animals, and I have another animal communicator coming on, Lisa Larson. She her specialty is animals who have already crossed in spirit. She is also a Reiki master, and she works full-time in this capacity and is quite known for her compassion, her honesty, her integrity, and her ethics, I have to tell you. Lisa is a psychic medium, also personally certified by internationally known psychic medium Lisa Williams. That's how Lisa Larson and I met. And she works actually worldwide via the phone and webcam. And many additional capacities. And besides that, as an animal communicator, she's a tarot intuitive coach. And I'm not even sure I know how to say this. Alake candidate, teacher, and mentor. So Lisa has spent a lifetime studying metaphysical scientists, and she can connect you and the animals and your loved ones in the afterlife. And she's very much in tune to delivering messages of hope and comfort. And as I do as well, she works with animals in correcting behavior problems and helping your animals understand their current life situations. She has a master's degree in human behavior and lives in California with her husband, Michael, and their two feline fur kids, Cuba and Makana. So Lisa will be joining us. She's very much a cat person, a cat lover, I should say, and an animal lover of all kinds. So this will be delightful. I'm so happy we've had a number of animal communicators on recently, and to just give you a different perspective from their point of view, how they look at how we talk to animals and what they give to us. So please come back next Tuesday and join us. And I'll remind everybody, if you need to get a hold of me, my number is 717-968-5289. So see you next Tuesday.
Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. The news is next.